Ruth chapter 4. Then Boaz went up to the gate and sat there, and what should happen but the kinsman redeemer of whom Boaz had spoken passed by. And Boaz said, "Turn aside and sit down here, my good sir." And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men from the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." And they sat down. And he said to the kinsman redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from the plain of Moab, is selling the parcel of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I hereby declare, I notify you as follows. You can buy it in the presence of the inhabitants and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, tell me, so that I know, for there is no one except you first in line to redeem it, and I am after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz said, "On the day you purchase the field from Naomi, and from Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, you also buy to raise up the name of the deceased in his inheritance." At this the kinsman redeemer said, "I cannot take this redemption on myself, lest I spoil my own inheritance. You redeem my inheritance, for I cannot redeem it." Now this was the custom in early times in Israel concerning redemption and concerning exchange, so as to establish every transaction. A man would take off his shoe and give it to his contracting counterpart, and this was a testimony in Israel. And the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, "You buy it." And he took off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I have purchased everything that was Elimelech's, and everything that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, from Naomi. And I have also purchased Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, to be my wife, to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance, so that the name of the deceased is not cut off from being with his brothers, or from the gate of his place. You are witnesses today." And all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord grant the woman who has come to your household to be like Rachel and Leah, the two who built up the house of Israel. And you act virtuously in Ephrathah and proclaim fame in Bethlehem. And may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, from the seed which the Lord will give you, the house being built from this young woman." Then Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went in to her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not deprived you of a kinsman redeemer today, so that his fame may be proclaimed in Israel. And he will be a restorer of your well-being, and one who sustains you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better for you than 7 sons, has borne him." And Naomi took the child and placed him in her bosom, and she became a nurse to him. And the neighbouring women proclaimed his fame and said, "A son has been born to Naomi." And they called him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. This is the genealogy of Perez. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David.